Our liturgy is now preparing us for that coming of our Lord in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. We begin to see in our gospel readings those events that took place prior to, of course, his birth in Bethlehem. Today we see the incarnation itself in the womb of our Blessed Lady. And we are presented as well here the prophecy of Isaiah, which is fulfilled with this episode. In fact, the angel Gabriel uses exact words of this prophecy. Here in the prophecy, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Behold, says the archangel, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. Right? That is the sign that God gave to us, Ahaz, through Isaiah. And we have to keep that in mind. He said, I will give you a sign. And he told Ahaz, ask it, make it as deep as you want, as high as you want. The greatest sign you want, make it whatever you want. Ahaz refuses. Ahaz is looking for help from the Lord as the Assyrians are out and coming and are about to attack Jerusalem. And the Lord says, don't be afraid. He's telling him not to be afraid. He will take care of it. And he tells Ahaz, ask for a sign for it. And Ahaz refuses. And so God gives him the sign. The virgin shall conceive, one action, and bear a son, two actions. But the point is remaining a virgin. And unless that's all understood, you have no real sign. But if you understand it that way, you have the most outstanding sign ever given. A virgin who remains a virgin, but yet is mother. And that's exactly the question that Our Lady asks here to the archangel. Ask the archangel, well, how shall I become a mother if I'm to remain a virgin? She's a consecrated virgin. That's what she refers to when she says, I have no relations with a man. She's a consecrated virgin. How is she to be mother as well? In contrast to Zacharias, as we saw yesterday, who did not believe at all and was struck dumb. Here Our Lady believes. She's not doubting. She's merely asking how it will be. How is she to fulfill the will of God if she's to remain a consecrated virgin, that's his will, and be a mother at the same time? Yet that's exactly what is taking place. And the archangel explains it to her by giving us the first revelation of all three persons of the Blessed Trinity in Scriptures. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High, the Father, will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God. All three persons of the Blessed Trinity, and it is the Son who is incarnate in the womb of our Blessed Lady. As humanity generated from her, she remains a virgin, yet becomes a mother. And she is the only woman in all of history, only woman, whom this can be said of. And she's the only woman, only individual, ever greeted with the words, Hail, full of grace. And that is why she is troubled at the greeting. No one has ever been greeted that way, before or since. Only our Blessed Lady is conceived without sin. Only our Blessed Lady. She is that woman whom God told Adam and Eve, told the serpent, I will put enmity between you and her. She will be untouched by sin. Here, Our Lady. And now there within her womb is the Son of God made man. And then she too is given a sign that she doesn't ask for. That of her cousin Elizabeth, who is now in old age and considered barren, and she's now with child. And she's in her sixth month. And And what does Our Lady respond? It's without hesitation, thankfully, for all of us. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, the little one, the least one. Be it done unto me, fiat, according to thy word. She obeys. That's the will of God. That's all that matters. Obedience. Including everything that that entails. And she understood it all. All that that would entail. A redemption. Being our mother in the order of grace. What a beautiful, beautiful reflection. What a beautiful preparation for the coming of our Lord at Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Let us reflect on this as we too long and wait and prepare for our Lord's final coming at the end of time, that we too imitate Our Lady's obedience, Our Lady's being conformed always to the will of God in everything. Praise be Jesus and Mary.